This episode is brought to you by 4inkjets.com. That's the number 4inkjets.com. Save 10% on that expensive ink for your printer with the coupon code SIGLER. That's S-I-G-L-E-R. 4inkjets.com carries a full line of printer inkjet cartridges, refill kits, laser toner, fax toner, and countless other printer supplies for every frickin' inkjet or laser printer on the frickin' planet. They've got a one-year, 100% quality and satisfaction guarantee on all products, and they ship fast via U.S. priority mail. That's the number 4inkjets.com. Jets.com. Save 10% with the coupon code SIGLER and get free shipping on orders over $50. And now on with our story.
Welcome to Tuesday Terror, an anthology of stories written by junkies and based in the Siglerverse. This podcast is for mature audiences only. It contains foul language, adult situations, and prolific graphic violence. If you're easily offended, you should not listen any further. Greetings, my fellow junkies. As you've probably already noticed, I do have some bad news. The conclusion of Loyalty has been delayed. My computer died, and Renee is resolving a couple of unexpected personal crises. Murphy's Law sucks sometimes, and I apologize that it has affected your enjoyment of the show. We'll get you the conclusion of Loyalty as soon as we're able to. I did want to make sure that you got a story, however, so I'm presenting Turnover, a GFL-based comedy piece written by Christiana Ellis and T. Morris. It seemed an appropriate choice since the All-Pro is now available for pre-order. Some of you old-school junkies may have heard this one before, but I somehow managed to miss it when it came out, so I won't be at all surprised if it's new to most of you. If you're new to the Podosphere, Christiana and T. have both been around since the beginning. Christiana is the author of both Nina Kimberly the Barbarian and Space Casey, which are both story-based comedies. T's latest project is The Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences, but he has written a slew of quality novels in multiple genres. There are links to all of the author's projects in the show notes, and also one to T's video review of The Rookie. Stay tuned after the episode for a promo for Frank, Volume 1 by Neil Colacoon. If you haven't heard Frank Boiling Point yet, I strongly suggest you give Neil's promo a listen and see if it's your kind of thing. He's not only a quality author, he's a fellow junkie, a member of Our House! Without further ado, I present Turnover, as this episode's Tuesday Terror Tale.
Come on, the teams are about to hit the field. Our seats are over here.
I'm coming. It's not easy carrying these nachos. I'm spilling this yellow goop everywhere.
Here is the visiting team, the Wallcrawlers.
Aw, yeah, get that cheese and sauce in every nook and cranny. Makes the salsa taste even better.
Wait a minute. You're taking melted dairy and eating it with your food? Ugh, I thought drinking it was disgusting enough, but heating it up and having it on solid food? The smell is enough to make my eye tear up. That is revolting.
Come on, hon. I asked if you wanted some Kertree larvae. I'm a human. I like human food. I won be damned. These seats are great.
Oh, honey, don't swear. You'll just make trouble.
Down in front, Gene Splicer.
Come down here and say that, you purist punk ass.
Calm down, baby. Sentients are staring.
Well, it just torques my FTL drive.
Those of your race are not as free-thinking as you. Maybe this was a bad idea. When all these beings see a human and a Quith worker together, they just don't understand our love.
Yeah. Well, that rotten purist is just an idiot because he's rooting for a suck team!
And this game. I am aware that humans and the other subspecies...
Whoa. Subspecies?
I apologize, my darling. That was my parent talking. But what I mean is that many species require an outlet for their natural aggressive dispositions, but I do not comprehend the need to insult your rivals in a competition intended to reduce hostility between races. Why cannot the two teams meet and compete with one another with love and respect? Love always shall unify those conquered by you in the heat and blood of battle.
Yeah. Pass me the nachos.
Beings of all races, let's hear it for your Iona Krakens!
Yeah, boy! How about them Krakens?
They're not going to hear you from here.
Krakens! Krakens! Krakens!
Oh, for life's sake, Peyton, your actions are increasing your resemblance to the posterior of a quadruped.
Sandra, this is what we do at a football game. Oh, Krakens! Krakens! Krakens!
It's stupid.
No, it's football. Look, you said you wanted to understand how I spend my Sundays with the guys.
Yes.
Well, this is the best way to do it. Total immersion. The sights, the sounds, the energy.
The nachos?
The nachos! All that! You just have to experience it. Here, scan the ProVid. It will bring you up to date on player history, team stats, all that.
Fine, fine, fine. Oh. These players do display an admirable athleticism. But fair is fair. In repayment for my participation in this event, you will accompany me to the play Romeo and Isurahana. From what I understand, the Cretarachians were able to dig deeper into the subtext of your ancient playwright, William Shakespeare, and unlock his true intentions with the...
Yeah, that's great, honey. Pass me the digispecs.
Greetings, head of the chatty. Yes, I'm here. Well, it's what I expected. Yes, and... What? No! She dumped her? Why? No way! With a key? I tell you, if she thinks she can handle a key, she had better switch her medical plan for one that covers that sort of...
Honey, what are you doing?
Trishnov the Large caught Kura the Slightly Dim with a key.
Is it an emergency?
Well, no, not really.
Can you call Trish back? You're missing the game.
Trish didn't call. Hedda did. Hey, Hedda, I gotta go. Yeah. Call you later, and don't let Trishnov call Kura until she calms down. This is just a galactic waste of time.
It is when you're not paying attention. Hard to understand a game when you're not paying attention.
Funny ball gets passed around, humanoid beings get dismembered, watchers go crazy. Yeah, I think I understand this game perfectly.
It's more than that, Sandra. Okay, honey, please. You said you wanted to get to know me better. This is the way to do it. So watch the Goram game with me. And if you have any questions, just ask me. And quit waggling your petty palop at me like that. This was your idea.
Fine. So, where are they going now?
Well, they're going to what is called a huddle. This is where teams circle around and make a plan. As a matter of fact, I think the Krakens are sending in this new kid, Quentin Barnes, supposed to be some hotshot QB out of the backwater leagues.
So they walk away from the funny ball and... Are those Splorna? Hand me those specs. Oh. Look at the way they move. So quick and agile. What position do they play?
The position they play is called a wide receiver.
I've got something they can receive.
Honey, what's with the petty pops? You never flirted like that for me.
Huh? Well, I mean, I've seen Scorno, but I've never seen them move like that before. It's really amazing. Kind of exciting.
Exciting?
You're exciting too, dear.
Quentin Barnes with his first play. Let's see if this seasoned veteran of the purest nation can hold up the real deal. Bodo Schweck with the snap. Barnes stepping back. Hands off Yasud, following defensive lineman Vool Colwill. And a gain of only 3. Yes, the Kraken should be happy Barnes didn't fumble.
What was that?
It's called a handoff, honey.
Well, why did the human not throw the ball to one of those Splorno? According to the ProVid, this rookie has a very strong throwing limb. Shouldn't he attempt to pass the ball to one of those Squirner receivers?
Look, passing the ball isn't the be-all, end-all solution.
With this team, it is. Look at the stats. The defense, according to this Provid, is all bulk and brawn. No agility and aerodynamics.
Well, now, hold on. Yeah. I never looked at the wall crawlers that way before. But Barnes, he's still pretty inexperienced. I mean, he's only known human defense, and this is his first time in Tier 2. Big difference between a human and a key. He should be playing it safe.
What he should be doing is taking a look at his receivers and exploiting their talents. Otherwise, he's playing in the black. Being a newcomer, he should concentrate on making the best impression on the coach and the team.
Well, no, what... Yeah, you're right. Good point, dear.
Barnes drops back, and here comes the key. A little different from those purest defense and linemen, eh, Barnes? Barnes drops back, and fires off a pass to Sid. Pass completion! Nicely done!
There, you happy? Barnes passed the ball, got crushed by key lineman for it.
Boo! Throw it to Denver!
Honey?
Yeah?
Would you mind removing your teddy pup out of my nachos? It's a little gross.
Uh-huh. Sure. Look up the wall crawler's defensive linemen. I want to see if they have a reputation for penalties. You know, unnecessary roughness, face masks, trend like that. Seems like that key overdid it a little.
Sure. You know, honey, I bet if we left now, we could catch Romeo and Ishrahana. I mean, the Kritorakians were able to dig deeper into the subtext of William Shakespeare, and I bet those true intentions...
Are you kidding? With the ball still in play and... Woo! Look at Denver snag that pass! Touchdown! Way to go, Denver! Nice pass, Barnes! Leave now? You're out of your fracking mind!
Sandra, I love you.
Yeah. Pass me the nachos.
Well, it wasn't terror, but I hope you like that change of pace. Please leave any feedback in the blog posting. I'm always eager to hear from y'all how I can make the show better. The story queue is fairly short at present. If you've got a tale for me to read, now's the time to send it in. For details on how to submit your story, please visit scottsigler.com/Tuesday Terror Submissions. Now, take a listen to Neil's promo for Frank and see what you think. I'll talk to y'all next time.
Frank is a bounty hunter who's probably bitten off a lot more than he can chew in his latest assignment. He's up against a pair of hitmen. One is alive but dead, and the other is dead but should be alive. Throw in an escort girl and the big man, the devil, and you've got an interesting story.
Frank, I'm coming for you.
Boiling Point is Volume 1 in the Tales of Frank, available at neilcolhoun.com. That's neilcolhoun.com.
Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tuesday Terror, produced by Morningstar Studios in conjunction with Dark Overlord Media. Music courtesy of the band Separation of Sanity. Check them out at reverbnation.com/separationofsanity. For more information on the Siglerverse, please visit scottsigler.com.